Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon's Opinion Survey. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Jason Porter, please?
This is Sam.
Okay, so in, just for quality, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's general elections for president and Congress? So, would that be, we'll definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote? Hello?
I will vote. I've never missed an election.
And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, so then would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not very strong. I voted for
not
Bush.
Okay, not strong. Okay, and okay, just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age, sir?
50.
Okay. And okay, just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, so thinking about that direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
All right, so now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion and have never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one would be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
Go with 40.
40? Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
60.
Okay, Janelle Bynum.
Neutral.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Ramer.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, never heard. All right, Democrats in Congress.
50.
J.D. Vance.
Maybe a 10.
10? Mega Republicans.
3-0.
Trump's Project 2025.
I'm going to go with a 0.
0. Okay, and Republicans in Congress?
Maybe a 35.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, man, and then if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or the Republican candidate?
I'd have to look at the candidates.
Okay, maybe at this time, would you lean towards a Democrat or
Democrat?
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, so I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Harris.
Okay. All right, sir, regardless of how you plan to vote, or do you think who do you think will win the presidential election, Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Harris.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Ramer?
Probably Bynum.
Okay. All right, so even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Ramer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
The Republican?
Yes.
I'd have to take a look at her, but the way the Republican Party's going, probably none.
No chance at all, okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of it.
And would that be strongly or just somewhat approved?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Ramer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
To be quite honest with you, I don't even know what she's doing. So.
Okay.
No idea.
Okay. All right, sir. Now we're almost done with this survey. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Lori Chavez de Ramer. Please tell me how much it troubles you about supporting Chavez de Ramer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. Okay. Our democracy is being threatened, you know, yet Chavez de Ramer is standing with Trump and mega lies about the 2020 elections being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they are certified the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead, you know, fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Ramer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Yeah, a great deal.
A great deal. Okay, Lori Chavez de Ramer broke her promise to us. She ran as pro-choice candidate and said she supported women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon's law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promises to Oregon's women. Would you say great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
That also bothered me quite a bit. Are you just canvassing for the Democrats? This doesn't seem very neutral.
Yeah, but, well, that's a statement I have for Lori. I have some, after I finish hers, I got some for, Biden too. Okay, serving in Congress, you know, shouldn't be about making headlines. You have, to deliver something, Chavez Rivera is making headlines by, taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district. But she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it, you know, in this election. Would that bother you or trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Great deal.
Great deal. Okay, Lori Chavez de Ramer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their job to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Would that bother you or trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Trouble me a great deal.
A great deal. Okay, so Chavez de Ramer is a mega extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda. That Oregon families, instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more mega extremists. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Great deal.
All right, sir, and the last one said, Chavez de Ramer has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education drastically, cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. a vote for Chavez derailment is a vote for these dangerous programs. Would that bother you or trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
A great deal. All right, sir. Now, now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress will be held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez derailment?
Well, at the moment, all I have are the statements you've made, but that doesn't actually mean anything, so I'd still look into them.
Okay, so, okay. All right, sir. And even though you say you're undecided, right, if you had to decide with which candidate would you lean towards at this time, would that be Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer? Or are you still
the
undecided?
Democrat.
Okay, Janelle Bynum. All right, sir, and now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, you know, opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see this protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Okay, supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez DeRaymer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon's families. Chavez DeRaymer supports a national abortion ban even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez DeRaymer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She's just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Hello? You still there?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes,
there wasn't actually a question there.
No, this is a statement, sir. Okay, now that you have heard that information, okay, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
Well, off of your information and just that, I'd vote for the Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. All right, sir. And, okay, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
High school graduate.
High school graduate. Okay, so now you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
That'd be yes or no. No children.
Nope.
Okay. And are you any, is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Would that be you or someone in the household?
Wife.
Okay, so someone in the house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.